Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're visiting in the metropolis of Estito today with...
Patricia Bain, Mitchell County Animal Rescue.
Well, now, Patricia, how are things going at the Animal Rescue? What's new?
Well, we don't have many dogs and we don't have many cats, so that's really unusual.
But now, when I was coming up the hill, am I imagining things or did I see a couple of pigs?
You did see two pot-bellied pigs. One was a stray in Harrell Hill, and one was abandoned in Bulidine.
So you now have two pigs.
We do.
So are those available to adopt if someone would suddenly want a pot-bellied pig? You're not just going to keep them for pets.
No, they need a home. They like attention, and yes, they are up for adoption for a low cost.
Okay, you can a deal can be made on the pigs.
Absolutely.
And I also understand, that I believe it was a parakeet?
Solid yellow parakeet flew into a chicken coop and was brought here, but it has already found a home. Someone wants it if the owner doesn't claim it.
And then you said that on Friday you were going to get a...
chinchilla.
A chinchilla. What are you going to do with that?
Well, it's coming with a cage.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, and it'll be up for adoption.
It's just amazing what happens at the Mitchell County Animal Rescue. I come in expecting a new horse or a mule, and I get two pigs.
No horses yet this year. Hopefully none.
Well, we hope that doesn't wind up happening. We hope Henry's still continuing to do well. But a lot's going on coming up on tomorrow night, Saturday night, is your spaghetti dinner, big deal. So tell us about that.
It's our fourth annual fundraiser for our spay-neuter program, and it's called Spaghetti and No Balls Dinner.
So that's a spaghetti meal, and the choice is you can either have a spaghetti sauce that has meat or doesn't. And the proceeds of this goes to the low-cost spay-neuter program.
That's right, and we usually raise several thousand dollars.
In addition to the meal, don't you usually have auction items and that type of thing?
Yes, this year we are. We have several gift baskets of donated items. We're going to have some pictures from Doug Suddeth. We've got a handmade lotion and soap gift basket that you can auction on. Plus, we're going to have some door prizes.
Okay, so those will all be available. And what folks can do is just come by and the Spruce Pine Fire Department for the eat or while they're there and everything and just bid like crazy and then have a nice meal. And then somebody somewhere is going to get some nice stuff.
Right. The gift baskets are really nice. The spaghetti sauce is Dale Blevins' secret recipe, and he's the cook with Donna Collis. Mike Clardy is cooking the noodles, and the board is serving.
And really, it's a fun event because it's just kind of like family. Everybody gets together.
It is. Everyone has a good time talking to other pet lovers.
You manage usually to wind up getting enough help with this that basically what you take in goes to the spay-neuter program. It's a big reason it operates.
Right. We had enough donations beforehand to pay for the groceries, so everything we take in that night will be profit.
So people need to keep that in mind, like when you're bidding on the silent auction items or anything else, the money you give goes directly to that program, and you'd go through a lot of animals in that every year.
We do. I believe we spayed and neutered 600 animals last year for the public.
Wow, so that's a bunch.
That's a bunch.
And, of course, if folks want in on that, if all they need to do is get in touch with you here at the Animal Rescue.
Absolutely. We do it every Tuesday and Thursday, and just call, and we'll give you the details, and come in and pay and sign the paperwork, and we'll give you an appointment.
Okay, so that's coming up. It's Saturday night, 5 until 8, I believe,
right,
at the Spruce Pine Fire Department. I think it's 100 Firefighter Way is the official address, but you know where the new Spruce Pine Fire Department building is. It's a wonderful place to have stuff like that. It'll be a good time.
It will. We look forward to it.
Now, also coming up during April, in a couple of weeks then on a Saturday, you're going to have your first rabies clinic of the new year.
That's right. It will be at Bakersville Fire and Rescue. All vaccinations will be $10, including distemper, kennel cough, and rabies. Three-year rabies shots will be $15. It's a great program, and it saves pet owners a lot of money.
So we hope folks will take advantage of that. And, again, it's on the 28th of April. What are the hours?
From 1 to 4, and you can also sign up for spay-neuter there for your pet. Plus, we're having microchip clinics, too, at the same time, and microchip for your pet's $25. It's permanent ID, and you can change your phone number and your address, things like that, to help your pet get back home.
Okay, so that's something else that's available. So for more information, of course, you can always talk to the folks at the Animal Rescue, still running wide open on Facebook.
Oh, yes, we have 26,000 followers.
So that's a few folks, one or two.
Yeah.
That's always a good way to find out what's going on. You also have your website.
We do, MitchellCountyAnimalRescue.org. You can see our pets for adoption there. You can donate there. You can read about our new events coming up. Things like that.
Folks do need to remember the beauty of the spaghetti dinner that's coming up on Saturday. It does fund the low-cost spay-neuter program. It helps with that. And you need to get your animals spayed and neutered. It's getting to be that time.
Yes. Beat the spring heat. Get here now.
What are the hours here at the shelter?
Monday and Tuesday, 10 to 4:30. Wednesday, 10 to 3. Thursday and Friday, 10 to 4:30.
So folks, just come on over, give them a call. The phone number is
765-6952.
Well, I think you passed the test. I'll let you go. Patricia, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us, and I hope that everything goes good Saturday night.
Yes, come on down and help us eat some spaghetti.
Thanks again to our guest today, Patricia Beam of the Mitchell County Animal Rescue. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.